Numbers chapter 3. Now this is the account of Aaron and Moses at the time the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Avihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom he ordained to minister as priests. But Nadab and Avihu died before the Lord when they offered an unauthorized fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests in the presence of Aaron their father. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may assist him. They will perform sacred duties for him and the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, by doing service at the tabernacle. They will be responsible for all the furniture of the tent of meeting and fulfilling the responsibilities of the Israelites by serving at the tabernacle. You are to give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They will be wholly given to him on behalf of the Israelites. You are to appoint Aaron and his sons, and they will be responsible for their priesthood. The outsider who comes near must be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Look, I myself have taken the Levites from among the Israelites instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the Israelites. The Levites are mine, because all the firstborn are mine. When I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I consecrated for myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and animal. They are mine. I am the Lord." Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the Levites by their clans and their families. Count every male who is a month old or older." So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. These are the sons of the Levites by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath by their families are Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari by their families were Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their clans. To Gershon belong the family of Libnites and the family of Shimeites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who are numbered of them, counting all the males from a month old and older, were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle on the west. The leader of the clan of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. The responsibilities of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting will be the care of the tabernacle, and the tent and its covering, and the curtain at the entrance of the tent of meeting, the curtains of the courtyard, and the curtain at the entrance of the courtyard surrounding the tabernacle, and the altar, and its ropes, and all the equipment connected with their use. To Kohath belong the family of Amramites, the family of Izharites, the family of Hebronites, the family of Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. Counting all the males a month old and older, there were 8,600. They were responsible for taking care of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. The leader of the clans of the families of Kohathites was Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. They were responsible for the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, and the utensils of the sanctuary with which they served, and the inner curtain, and everything connected with their use. Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, was head of the leaders of the Levites. He had oversight over those who were responsible for the sanctuary. To Merari belonged the family of the Mahlites and the family of Mushites. These are the families of Merari. Counting all the males from a month old and older, there were 6,200. The leader of the clans of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Avihel. They were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. The sons of Merari were responsible for the framing boards of the tabernacle, its crossbars, its posts, its sockets, and all its accessories, and everything connected with their use, and the posts around the courtyard, and their sockets, pegs, and ropes. Those who camp on the east side of the tabernacle, in front of the tent of meeting, toward the sunrise, were Moses, Aaron, and his sons, who were responsible for the sanctuary itself for the Israelites. Any outsider who comes near must be put to death. All the Levites who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron counted as directed by the commandment of the Lord, by their families, all the males from a month old and older, were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and older, and count their names. Take the Levites for me. I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the Israelites, and the livestock of the Levites instead of all the firstborn from the livestock of the Israelites." So Moses counted all the firstborn among the Israelites, just as the Lord commanded him. All the firstborn males, by the number of names, from a month old and older, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the Israelites, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites are mine. I am the Lord. For the redemption price of the 273 firstborn of Israel that exceeded the number of Levites, collect 5 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. Give the money to Aaron and his sons for the redemption of those who are over." So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the Israelites he collected money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Then Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord, just as the Lord commanded Moses.